Hello and welcome to Argue the Toss from GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella and I'm joined by Todd, and together we are arguing about the things that really matter in games. Hi Todd.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. My sunny day here in England today.
Not sunny here, we're in the middle of a potential hurricane.
Oh right, okay. I like the fact that your weather's so dramatic over there.
I know, especially this late in the year. I mean, we're recording this on the 1st of October, and I mean, it's not really hurricane season.
Right, yeah. Well, good luck with that. Yeah. Hope your roof stays on and stuff.
Yeah, no kidding.
But you might be blowing the roof off with today's topic, because it's something that gets you really hot under the collar. Yeah. Do you want to introduce it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, once again, e-begging has taken an ugly turn, but this time, it's for the better. Because for once, we have an e-begging campaign that actually fell flat on its face and was canceled right before launch. Twelve days ago, there was an announcement for a retro-based game console called the Retro VGS, which was posted by a guy named Mike Kennedy. Apparently, he's well known in the industry. He's been involved with classic gaming for years, and they want to build a cartridge-based retro game console. First thing they did was they designed it to look like, of all things, an Atari Jaguar. Now, they actually got the mold from the from Atari. If you look at the system, it basically is a refurbished Jaguar.
Mm.
Even the carts that they're planning on using have the same top handle that Jaguar carts used.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to copy any console, why do you want to consider one of the worst consoles ever made? I'm just waiting for them to come out with... the CD drive, which actually made... If you looked at the Jaguar CD, it actually made the system look like a toilet.
Yeah, it's true.
So, anyway, this console... It's supposed to go back to the days of retro gaming, where if you have a system that does not connect to the internet, will not update games. They say, well, you don't have to worry about DLC or patching any games. In fact, when you turn it off and back on, it will default back to system or reboot back to the system default.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the company wanted $2 million for the system. And they're doing what they call fixed funding, which basically means if you don't get the money, they will not be able to fund the project.
Right.
And most people use what they call flexible funding, which means even if you get nothing, they'll still do the project.
So, they did they get the funding?
Not even close. You know, they went 11 days in, and they only got about $57,000.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
It got so bad that they actually decided to cancel the project, listed as dead in the water.
Yeah. So.
I can understand why, because, I mean, I'm reading about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to another podcast done by Pat the NES Punk on YouTube. And him and his partner Ian brought up some good points. Like, for one, I mean, even classic games are not perfect. I mean, if you look on YouTube, there's what they call glitch hunters. People who actually look in old games to find ways to beat it. I mean, there's reports that you can beat the original NES version in DuckTales in only 7 minutes. Because you can glitch the fuck out of the moon stage to beat the whole game.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. I mean, there's all these different speedruns on YouTube. And, I mean, with...
But anyway, getting back to the crux of it about, you know, what you term e-begging and other people call crowdfunding. So you think this is a really good example of why not to fund crowdfunding projects? Or?
Yeah, especially considering the reason why they went with Indiegogo as opposed to Kickstarter.
Okay, so why was that?
Because there was no prototype yet. in Kickstarter, they mandate that you have a prototype unit in order to approve funding. The Ouya did that, okay. And that's one of the reasons why I was able to make $8 million during its campaign.
Right.
Not to mention the fact that the system was sold for $99 as opposed to $299 this thing was for. Keep in mind, you can get a Wii U for $279 here in the States.
Yeah.
Unless you want to go as high as getting, make sure you have serial number one on the system, where you have to pay not just $500 for the system itself, but they're doing an auction to see who gets serial number one.
Okay.
And 11 people have claimed it. I'd like to know what number one paid.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a joke.
So Kickstarter has a few more safeguards for people
than you think.
Yeah. So, okay. And because you were really annoyed about the Shenmue thing. I was excited about the Shenmue thing. it made you really, really angry.
I said this is a trend that's going to start happening, and now Sony has their own crowdfunding page.
Oh, really? Yeah. See, it's a bit of a funny one, isn't it? I mean, the way I see it is, you know, sort of creative endeavors have always needed sponsorship of some form or another. And I know, you know, this is like a business and an industry, and you know, potentially make more money than if you're, say, painting on the side of the street or something. But I suppose the industry is so risk averse that, you know, maybe some projects do need this kind of test ground where they see if people are interested before they invest. I don't know. I can see both sides.
I mean, I can understand what you're talking about. Like, I mean, if I want to develop something myself, I mean, I'll try to go through other methods, hopefully get through venture capital or some other method like that. But the thing with Shenmue 3, I mean, in the past, I mean, trying to gauge interest in a project was usually done by some of, like, focus groups, straw polls. Never going, hey, I'm Yu Suzuki, I need $2 million, I'm going to appear in front of Sony's E3 conference. I mean, if Sony's going to back the project up, why can they just announce right off the bat that they're going to do funding? I mean, that's what really made me mad.
Well, you thought it was kind of disingenuous, kind of.
Right. I mean, using E3 for that was just insulting.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine if Microsoft did that?
Yeah.
I mean, if you think the death threats for Tomb Raider were bad enough.
Were there? There were death threats.
Yeah. You knew about that, right?
No.
When they announced originally that that Rise of the Tomb Raider was going to come out on Xbox One, just before they found it was time release, people sent death threats to, of all people, the voice actress for Lara Croft.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I wrote a column about it a year ago.
Oh, but, you know, that's the internet. The internet just gets shocked and abhorred by... Yeah, they just need an excuse, basically, don't they?
Yeah, but getting back to the subject on hand, I mean... I mean, this is just an example of crowdfunding being exploited. And I predicted this stuff would happen.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen some bad Kickstarters before. I mean, we always make fun of the guy who made all that money just for making potato salad.
Potato salad?
Yeah, there's a guy who just did a YouTube video saying, or Kickstarter saying, I'm making potato salad. And people started making all this money.
Oh, really? Okay. But on the Shenmue thing, it was a bit weird, and I do get your point, but I'm just pleased that it's going to be made, frankly. You doubt it's going to get made. Maybe I'm the naive party
retro
here.
Retro VGS is a perfect example.
Yeah, but it doesn't have... I mean, Yeah, but it doesn't have the backing. It's not Sony or, you know, what's the really big name there?
There is no big name.
I mean,
yeah.
It would be a complete PR clusterfuck if they... I mean...
I hate to be an asshole in saying this. I kind of hope it fails, because I want to see what Sony does. Because I've seen some Kickstarters where the person's canceled it and have not refunded people. I'll use the words of Phil Fish from of Fez Infamy. I take the money and I run.
Yeah. Well, see, I can't see Sony doing that because it'd just be so damaging on a PR front. I mean, well, it would. People would just buy a different console. Because it's not like they're the only people making games consoles. You know? I mean, I don't think they're impervious to the whims of consumers.
Ah, if only you knew.
I mean, they... Huh? Oh, but you... As a... Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I hope it doesn't fail.
I could do a whole episode just on all the things Sony has done wrong, and you just gave me a topic idea.
Yeah, but you see the world through green-tinted spectacles, Todd. So.
I'm not saying Microsoft is perfect.
Okay.
Have you seen my comments after the Xbox One unveil?
No.
That's just the fact.
I probably did, but it was a while ago now.
I'm not an Xbox like everybody wants to think I am.
Okay.
I'm just speaking from experience with past Kickstarters. I mean, I even donated to one that had failed and I never got my money back.
Really? I mean, yeah, that is a danger that people have to be aware of when they chuck their money at these things. I mean, I don't personally, because I like to keep a sort of impartial kind of distance from things so I can then review them when they come out without...
As I always say, my belief is a fool and his money are soon parted. And that's the case with e-betting campaigns.
Yeah. Well, I suppose... the good thing for consumers is this summer, just back in June, the FTC, which is the US Federal Trade Commission, which sounds very, I don't know what the equivalent is in the UK, maybe the consumer body or something. But anyway, they made a first ever ruling concerning a crowdfunding campaign and ordered the creator to refund his backers. Unfortunately, he'd spent the over $100,000, or I don't know if you have a grand in the US, $100,000.
Yeah,
He'd spent it on his rent and various things, and was declared bankrupt. So, even though it was a win legally for the people who gave their money, they're still out of pocket. So, but at least these people, that the law is aware that this is, potentially a big consumer issue. So, I mean, I agree. Don't throw your money at these things until you've beware. But I hope the Shenmue 3 thing does come off, because I want to play Shenmue 3. And damn my principles.
Yeah, I'm not even going to touch it.
Okay.
I mean, they've still fucked
out,
me over.
Not going to play it.
They still fucked me over with part 2 at E3. I'm still getting a lot of shit for my passion about it, say.
Yeah.
I had to explain to a couple other podcasters about how I brought a PR rep to tears because I spoke the truth.
Yeah, well, you're kind of like Judge Dredd like that.
Maybe that's why I'm so hated.
We love you, really.
I know you do.
You're in the Jin family. It's all good.
Sorry that I have to speak the truth about stuff and people don't want to hear it.
Yeah, you are.
I mean...
You are Mulder and the world is Scully. Yeah. The truth is out there, people.
I've never watched X-Files.
Oh, really?
Never really got into it.
Okay. Well, he was hunting for the truth, too.
Yeah.
I think we've got to leave it there. This has been one of our longest shows, I think. And it was quite, you were quite restrained, Todd. Your anger was.
Yes, there for my column.
Yeah.
In fact, like I made a proposal, I'm going to start a new series called Indie No Go, which is basically going to show all these failed Kickstarter projects. Yeah.
Your crusade.
Yeah. And tell people to stop wasting your money on this stuff. It's basically the new generation of pre-ordering.
Yeah, okay.
You know, my stance on pre-ordering when you try to get a physical copy. It's not as bad with doing day one digital downloads, because at least you're guaranteed for it to arrive. Unlike stores who claim they'll have it on that day, and they'll be like, oh, it's left in a warehouse in Memphis, Tennessee, and we're not going to be getting it until a couple days from now.
Oh, God. I think the UK is so small, we don't have that issue.
Yeah, I've had tons of horror stories with that.
Right, yeah. States is a big place. So, yeah. Not that I'm excusing them, Todd. But, okay,
you don't work at GameStop, so you don't know.
So, I think we have to wrap it there. Even though you could go on, I get the feeling you could go on.
Yeah, save for when I start Indiegogo.
Yeah. So look out for Todd's Consumer Champion Crusade page, Indiegogo. And until then, we will be back to argue some more. See you, Todd.
See ya.